We're here in Studio 1A. I'm your host, Jack Anderson. Jake Perlman is our engineer. And we're here with the Waters. How you guys doing?
Bueno.
All right. I'm doing phenomenal. Can we get you guys to start with a tune?
You got it.
Waters here in Studio 1A. Wow, that was a lot of soul right there. I really enjoyed that. Was that The Great Unknown
Yeah.
So that's the title track off your debut album. That's correct. So I'm going to talk about the debut album in a second, but I want to bring it back for a second. This is, you guys have been making music together for a while. It's Daniel and Jenna Waters, right?
Yeah.
But you guys started 11 years ago, right? Over 10 years ago?
Yeah, we've been playing music together since high school.
And I read that you sang together actually at your high school graduation. What did you guys sing?
Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Ooh, so come on, who was who?
I was Garfunkel.
Oh, there it is.
I got to be Paul.
Okay, and then you've only been The Waters somewhat recently. That's correct. You went by another name for a while.
Yeah, we started our band in 2009 in Denver, and we called ourselves the Oak Creek Band. Oak Creek is an area where we're from in Sedona, Arizona, and we were doing that for about 6 years. But, you know, we lived in Colorado and in Nashville, but we decided to move to Austin and just kind of start all over again. So we changed our name to The Waters when we got here.
I love it. So The Great Unknown, or is it just, it's Great Unknown?
Great Unknown, yeah.
Great Unknown. It's your first album after having worked together making music for all these years. How does that feel to have put over a decade into almost this project, this collaboration?
Well, I mean, we've been recording and writing and doing stuff, you know, since after high school. And this is the first album is The Waters, you know. And it feels awesome. I mean, this was the most organic and raw. You know, I feel like the other things we've done in the past were kind of us finding our sound, and this was the first time we kind of got to capture the sound and just kind of show what we've been polishing over all these years.
Right, and so you recorded this at Cacophony, mm-hmm. is that correct? So did I know Eric Wofford? Did he have a big part in kind of helping shape the sound of this, or did you guys have a pretty good idea?
The sound was just the sound. I mean, it was just kind of like us in the room, you know. And he's got such an amazing room there. It's a big, huge ceilings and open glass windows and. So, I mean, it was just us playing in the room live, you know. I mean, that was the sound, so it wasn't really hard to engineer, you know. It was just set up the mics and record.
Made it easy, though, and made it really comfortable environment.
Yeah, he's a fantastic producer. You guys overdubbed the horns and vocals after the fact. Did you guys have those parts nailed down originally, or did you kind of wait that month to kind of solidify everything?
Yeah, we had everything done. I mean, the songs were, we had demoed out everything beforehand at my house, just you know, and so we just pretty much knocked it out when we were at Cacophony. We did all the rhythm tracks live with the five piece, and then horns came in and did their thing live as a three piece, and then just vocals on top of that. So it was pretty, we had a good idea of what we wanted, and we just knocked it out.
Awesome. So people are going to be able to finally listen to this album. It's going to be Parrish this Saturday, correct? With Kev Bev and the Woodland Creatures and the Halfway, $7, doors open at 8. What time do you guys play?
I think we go on at 10. The Halfways will be at 9. They'll be the first band, and then Kev Bev, Collins, and the Woodland Creatures, they're a party band, so they're going to end the show that night.
Yeah, so we'll be out there partying with everybody.
All right, can we hear another one?
You got it.
You're a different breed, DNA like a missing link. Need some quick relief, but I'm not your test tube, baby. Read it A to Z. Disillusioned by reality. What will be I'm not your test tube, baby. No, I'm not your test tube, baby. Your library.
baby. No, I'm not your test tube, baby.
Waters in Studio 1A. I'm talking here with Daniel and Jenna Waters. Well, I gotta say, I didn't really know where that was gonna go, and it just kept taking me in different directions, and I really, really enjoyed it. Phenomenal energy you guys have.
Thank you.
What was the name of that track?
That one's called DNA.
DNA.
It's another one off of the new record.
Phenomenal. So can we go around real quick and introduce the members of the band? I recognize my man, Luke Cox. I went to high school with this guy. Nice. Give me nostalgia counting measures with the saxophone in the hand. But can we go around real quick and introduce the members?
Yeah, so this is Soul Food Horns. We got Johnny Huggins, Luke Cox, Ari Burns. They're awesome. We love those guys. On drums, we have Jordan Hughes. On bass, we have Zach Arnold and Daniel and Jenna Waters.
All right, well, thanks so much for coming in, you guys. Again, your new album, Great Unknown, is going to be available at the Parish this Saturday, July 2nd, along with Kev Bev and the Woodland Creatures and the Halfways. It's only $7, and doors are going to be at 8 p.m. Should be a phenomenal show. We're going to cut the live portion of the Studio 1A recording here, but you can check out a third song from The Waters on our website at kutx.org within the next 48 hours. I've been your host, Jack Anderson. Jake Perlman has been our fantastic engineer, and you're listening to The Waters here in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.